Krishna once said to Arjuna, "O mighty-armed son of Kunti, what you say is correct. The mind is indeed very difficult to restrain, but by practice and detachment, it can be controlled. Vairagya is about learning to release the grip that worldly pleasures and material possessions can have on us. While Karma Yoga focuses on selfless action, Vairagya emphasizes emotional detachment from material desires. Now, here's the important part. Vairagya doesn't mean withdrawing from the world or giving up everything you love. It's about engaging fully in life while staying emotionally balanced. Krishna explains that while the mind can be restless and easily swayed by desires, we can train it through consistent practice and detachment. Let's look at it through the lens of Maya, which in the Hindu philosophy refers to the illusions that cloud our perception of reality. Think of Maya as the fog that makes us believe things like wealth, status, or relationships are the key to happiness. But these are all temporary. For example, you might feel proud of your new car, but over time it'll age, get scratches, and eventually need replacement. If your happiness depends on it, you'll feel disappointed when it no longer serves you as it once did. This is Maya at work, making us attach our worth and joy to things that don't last. Practicing Vairagya helps us break free from this illusion. It's about learning to let go of the emotional weight we attach to material things and experiences, and instead connect to something deeper, an unchanging spiritual reality. Hindu philosophy explains this as a journey in stages. The first stage, Yatamana, is where we start to realize the temporary nature of worldly things. We might simplify our lives, give up unnecessary luxuries, or focus on finding peace within. Next is Vyatraka, where we begin to see clearly what truly matters. At this stage, we can start to distinguish between what's real and lasting, and what's fleeting and distracting. We prioritize spiritual growth and relationships that enrich our lives. Then there's Ekendriya, where our focus sharpens. We dedicate time to meditation, prayer, or self-study, staying committed to our spiritual goals despite the busyness of life. Finally, we reach Vashikara, the highest form of detachment. At this stage, we have complete control over our senses and desires. We're no longer swayed by external circumstances. Joy and sorrow pass through us, but we remain balanced and centered. Now, let's make this practical. Vairagya isn't about giving up all your things and walking away from the world. It's about living without letting your happiness hinge on external outcomes. Of course, you can enjoy your work, friendships, and possessions, but understand that your inner peace doesn't depend on them. Whether life goes your way or not, you stay grounded. You can start by focusing on the present moment, doing your best in whatever task is at hand, without worrying too much about where it will all lead. Reflect regularly. Meditate or journal. This helps you recognize when you're getting too attached to something, so you can realign with your inner self. In the end, Vairagya is about engaging with life fully, without stressing over what we can't control. This way, we can remain calm, strong, and happy no matter what challenges life brings.